Hey, Sarah and Vijaya.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Did you notice that the music isn't playing and no one's saying you're a wizard, Ari?
That's so weird.
This isn't
normally how we start a podcast. I know, it's crazy, right?
What are we doing?
I don't like change. I fear change.
If you don't want change, go to Kickstarter and search You're a Wizard, Ari, or just do the easy way and go to ginklyink.com/potterpod, and you'll get redirected right over there to Kickstarter, where we have a Kickstarter.
What? I thought you were just going to say, just yell, like, really loud for us, and we'll answer. But no. That's way easier.
Yeah, we're kickstarting season 3 or book 3 of You're a Wizard, Ari.
That's so exciting.
Or year three.
You can look
God,
at,
I'm so excited.
At all these different ways.
Michael, why would I do that? Is there any like sort of incentive? Do I get an owl or anything?
You get to support us.
Oh,
but you
that's
also
so nice.
there are some cool stuff that you can also
do. Oh yeah, there's like a billion cool things you get.
Oh good. Okay, never mind. I feel better about it now.
There's mugs and t-shirts and scarves and all sorts of bookmarks and postcards. It's crazy.
You
could probably write this off on your taxes. Right, Vijaya?
No.
Lawyer? No.
And we're going to be making some exclusive content. So, you know, go and check that stuff out. And I guess we should probably start our podcast,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. You're a wizard, Ari. Welcome to the Harry Potter Book Club for the Chamber of Secrets with
Sarah Tompkins,
Vijaya Shrestha,
and I'm Michael DeMauro. This week we discuss Chapter 16, which is named after the book itself, The Chamber of Secrets.
We talk about the actual Chamber of Secrets,
and the battle for the Quidditch Cup continues. Hello and welcome to the Quizzitch Cup. I am your Quizzitch host, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Vijaya and Sarah. We're going to quiz each other for points. Everyone,
I'm happy about it.
Everyone is definitely happy and not grumpy.
I'm not happy.
Everyone is not being hyper-competitive and wanting
everything,
to mark each
everything
other.
Is wonderful.
Everything is terrible and the world is in ashes.
Not like a phoenix.
Obvious because
power.
That is not a property.
That is not a power.
That is a property.
That's the phoenix's that only actual power, not the made up ones that. Okay, anyway. You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm going to ask the hardest question you've ever had.
Is everyone's head in the game?
Yeah, I'm ready.
My head is in the hellfire.
Sarah, do you feel like you're ready to answer quickly?
Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
Okay. Should I ask that one or should I ask that one?
Oh my God.
What is the first spell Harry uses against Draco Malfoy in the Dueling Club? Sarah, yes, you did it. You actually did it.
I don't think I have the answer. Expelliarmus.
No.
Rictum Sempra.
Was it Rictum Sempra?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
I was going to say Rictum Sempra, but that was already the answer to her question.
I know.
Why would you do that again, Michael?
I wanted you to get it right.
I hate you so much.
I'm trying to help you.
I feel lonely and sad. I teed it up for you. Is it my turn to ask a question? This is the worst Quidditch ever. It's only the second one, but it's the worst one. You know what? Actually, in fact, this is an amazing allegory to this whole series because the second is the worst.
Sarah, you saying Expelliarmus is pretty fitting because that's what they most associate with Harry. Saying Expelliarmus. Sorry.
Yep. It's my turn?
No, it's my turn.
Okay, fine.
Jesus.
All right, this is a kind of an easy ball question. Y'all ready?
Yep.
No.
Okay. What is Percy's girlfriend's name?
Bah.
Yes, Sarah.
Penelope Clearwater.
Yes!
Or as I thought when I was little, Penelope.
Penelope.
I thought it was like Penelope.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for getting that right.
I could have gotten two.
Thanks.
If you hadn't done that. Okay, it's my turn. I'm going to ask the hardest question.
Oh, good. I really want to.
You guys ready?
Be losing more. That'd be great.
On what page?
Stop
does Harry
it.
Defeat?
No.
No. That is not.
You
that
cannot.
Is not cool.
You're a bad person.
Actually, I had to find a different question. I just looked at my Audible, my Audacity, and it was just like a block of purple color from my yelling. Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many years before this opening of the Chamber of Secrets was the last Chamber of Secrets opened?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
I know what the answer is.
50 years.
It is 50.
Yeah. Damn.
I didn't have a good question. My other question was way harder, and you didn't take it.
What was it?
It was on what page does Harry defeat Tom Riddle?
Sarah, come on. Come on.
I knew that answer.
That's mean.
But you dinged first, so I didn't even try.
Bajaya's got 11.5 points.
Yeah.
Michael has 10 points. Sarah has 6.5, which is really good, and she should stop being angry all the time. We'll
That's
be back.
MO now.
We'll be back next week for another Quizzitch Cup.
Chapter 16, The Chamber of Secrets.
Ooh, that's a good name
what?
For a book.
That's a great title for a book. So, Ron and Harry are mad at themselves. If you remember at the end of last chapter, they were like, what if the girl who died 50 years ago was Moaning Myrtle?
What?
So now they're mad at themselves because the whole time they've been brewing the Polyjuice Potion, Moaning Myrtle
right there.
Was like three stalls over, or as Josh calls her, Merkling Myrtle. But it's
isn't that always how it is? Yeah. Your true love.
It's
going
to be
right
way
there.
Harder to sneak into the bathroom to talk to her now because like everybody's on alert and they're being escorted everywhere. And then they get more bad news because they're going to have exams. Because they thought that...
Ugh,
gross.
They thought nobody had been studying because they thought because of all the attacks, they wouldn't have exams. And they're like, well, the whole point of keeping the school open is so you can have a normal education that comes with exams. So 3 days before the exams, they learned that the mandrakes are ready for cutting and the petrified people will be restored at night.
Nice.
So people are like, yay, that's good, blah, blah. But Ginny comes over to where Ron and Harry are sitting, and then she's like, I need to tell you something. But she seems very nervous. She can't tell him what she wants to tell him. And Harry's like, she looks awfully like Dobby when he was trying to tell him, divulge information that he wasn't supposed to be divulging.
Right.
So Harry's like, is this about the Chamber of Secrets? Do you know anything about it? Do you know who it is? And she's like, she's about to say something, but then Percy walks up, and then she skedaddles. Percy tells him that what she wanted to tell him wasn't about the Chamber of Secrets. She had just walked in on him doing something the other day, and he asked her not to tell anyone. But he looks pretty uncomfortable and won't tell him what he was doing. Probably
he needs to lay off all that meth. Oh, okay. Or that.
Or meth. So Harry still wants to talk to Myrtle, because obviously... and he finds the opportunity because Lockhart's walking them from his class to their other class, and he's like, I have so much other stuff to be doing. I don't need to be doing this. So they talk him into leaving them, saying that they're almost there anyway. So they let their class go ahead a little bit, and then they slip into They try to slip into the girl's bathroom, but McGonagall catches them. And she, but they tell him that, tell her that they're going to see Hermione. And she gets a little teary-eyed, and she's like, obviously, it's been a while, go see your friend. Smart. So they have to go see him, her now. And when they are at the hospital wing, Harry notices a piece of parchment in Hermione's hand. And it's a page torn out of a library book. And it's all about
She would
basilisk.
Never do that. Hermione would never tear
Unless
a
she
book.
Was under duress, you know? Sure. It's all about the basilisk. And she has written the word pipes on the page. And, you know, after being presented with all the evidence, Harry, something clicks with Harry. He's like, oh.
Basilisks have a good singing voice.
Yes.
Excellent pipes.
Harry's like, oh, dude, the monster in the chamber is a basilisk, and I can hear him because I'm a parcel tongue.
What?
Totally rad. And then, so he also figures out that even though basilisks kill people by looking at them, no one had actually died because no one actually looked directly at it. Colin
what
saw
do you
it
mean?
Through a camera. Colin saw it through a camera. Justin saw him through nearly headless Nick, who was already dead, so he couldn't die again. Hermione and the Ravenclaw prefect saw it through a mirror, and Mrs. Norris saw a reflection in the water on the floor of the corridor.
This basilisk has the worst luck.
Honestly.
And it has been getting around the school using pipes.
The plumbing.
Yeah. So Ron has epiphany. He's like, what if the entrance to Chamber of Secrets is in Myrtle's bathroom? So they run to the staff room to tell McGonagall, but then they hear an announcement telling all the students to go back to the dormitories, which probably means another attack. Instead of doing what they're told, they hide in the staff room wardrobe, and they hear the professors talking about how a student has been taken into the chamber, and a message has been left saying her skeleton will lie in the chamber forever.
Oh, no!
Guys, it's Ginny Weasley. It's Ron's
No,
sister.
It's not. I love Ginny. Yeah.
And Lockhart just walks in the staff room being like, what's going on? So the other professors tell him, well, here's your moment. You've been saying that you know where the Chamber of Secrets is. Go get Ginny. But after he walks out, the professors make plans to shut down Hogwarts, you know, because student has been taken. They can't keep going. So Ron is like, okay, well, if Lockhart's going to go do something, we should probably go tell him what we know. So they go there, but he's clearly packing up because he's running away because he's a freaking coward. Basically, all of his books have been lies. He took credit for stuff other people did and modified their memories so they wouldn't remember it.
That sucks.
He seems no good.
He seems to think that no one wants to hear of heroic things people did if the person that did it wasn't good looking. Whatever.
I mean,
that's actually a good point.
I was like, I mean, actually,
am I right? So he tries to use a memory charm on the boys, but Harry disarms him. They make Lockhart go to the Moaning Myrtle's bathroom, and they finally ask her how she died, and she freaking loves to tell the story. She's like, oh, I had hidden in the bathroom because Olive Hornby was teasing me about my glasses. And then she heard someone come in and speak in a different language, and it was a boy. So she got out to tell the boy to go away, and then she died. She just remembers seeing great big yellow eyes. She shows them where she saw saw the eyes. And Harry sees that the tap has a little tiny snake on it.
Little baby snake.
So Ron tells Harry to say something in Parseltongue, and on his second attempt to speak in Parseltongue, he finally succeeds. The sink sinks out of sight, and it reveals a large pipe. Lockhart tries to leave, but the boys make him go down the pipe first. They end up in a stone tunnel. They are like walking through the tunnel, stepping on rat skeleton until they come to a larger tunnel that has a huge something, a gigantic snake skin, at least 20 feet long.
No thank you.
What did you say, 20 feet long? That's not that long.
It's pretty long.
I don't know. Like, how big is a whale?
But I mean,
the movie said 60 feet. Just saying.
Oh, the book says 20. But I mean, it could be like really wide around, but 20 feet, you know?
20 feet is kind of short. You're right.
But it could be like 20 feet around too. I don't know.
That would be weird. Anyway, he'd be like a can of soda, like a little tube rolling around in there.
Lockhart pretends to fall and dives to Ron's wand. And he's like, I'm going to take this piece of skin and tell everyone I'm too late to save Ginny. And you all went crazy when you saw her body. But he makes the mistake of using Ron's wand, which backfires on him. And I know it caves in the tunnel between Ron and him and Harry. So Ron's like, or Harry's like, you stay here, try to get this cave in portion open a little bit so I can get back out. And I'll go see where Ginny is. And he does. He goes into the tunnel until the tunnel comes to an end. And he tells this solid wall with two entwined serpents to open in partial tongue, and it opens, and Harry walks into the Chamber of Secrets. I don't know why it's a ghost. Whoa.
It's too spooky.
Real spooky.
So, New Things was obvious, well, kind of talked about already, the basilisk. They are an enormous serpent, bright poison green, thick as an oak trunk. See, they're thick.
Yeah, but that's not 20 feet thick.
Gotcha. magic abilities are armored skin that can deflect spells and fatal stare. Dangers are venomous fangs, ability to kill with a stare. And allegiance is usually bred by dark wizards loyal to partial mouths. This is the first time we actually went to the Chamber of Secrets, obviously.
Right. Well, I had a dream the other night that I got bit by a snake. I blame this. Ew. Yeah, it's not good.
The basilisk information was from Pottermore. Pottermore. I have two questions, and they're both about basilisk.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
They're pretty big, right? Like 20 feet.
We just talked about this.
I read about anacondas and how they like eat anywhere from like caimans to like rodents and stuff. But if they get like a pretty good meal, they can survive like months or years without eating. But It seems like the basilisk only has rats and stuff to eat. Like, how is it getting that many rats to survive? And does the basilisk only come out and eat when the chamber's open? Like, I have a lot of questions about the basilisk.
Right, like, how does it survive down there?
I think it must, like, hibernate, because it's been 50 years, right?
Uber Eats.
Yeah, so that was my question. Great. Does it, like...
He gets delivery.
Hibernate until the chamber's open, or does it, like, run around in the chamber down there?
I mean, they definitely found lots of skeletons of rats and such. Yeah. But, yeah. And, I mean, it's not like... I don't think it even ate Moaning Myrtle, right?
No,
like,
it just
killed her. That's the thing. Is like, he seems to just, like, kill things, but then he doesn't seem to, like, reap that benefit. You know, he kills them, and then lay there.
If he ate Moaning Myrtle, that would probably, like, hold him over for a while. But even like bears that hibernate, they have to prepare for their hibernation. So if you're gonna hibernate for like 50 years, you're gonna have to eat a lot of stuff. But or maybe it just slithers around and eats rats and shit here and there, and then just hangs out until the chamber is open. That was my other question, was like, does it slither around the pipes of actually, I'm going to ask this later. If we do the Chamber of Secrets segment today, I'll ask that question. Because it kind of talks about it in that.
Yeah.
And how long do they live? 50 years is a long time.
Is that...
I think I'm going to go ahead 50 years? And play the magic card.
It's been around for longer than that, because Salazar Slytherin put it there.
Has it...
Has it been around for 1,000 years?
I think so.
Maybe it's like
I think it has as
but
well.
Maybe it's like Brigadoon, where like it kind of just is suspended in time until somebody happens upon it. No?
I feel like once the chamber gets open, then it wakes back up, kind of thing.
Like regenerates.
It goes into suspended animation kind of thing.
All right. That works.
That's my guess. That's how I, because it's been 1,000 years, so.
Sounds good to me.
Something's going on there.
That was my chapter, my, you guys.
My question, I have a question.
Yeah.
About Salazar Slytherin putting the Chamber of Secrets in a bathroom.
I can answer this question in the Chamber of Secrets segment.
Okay, I guess I'll hold my question about indoor plumbing because they didn't have it when Slytherin founded this school.
Oh, yeah, this is answered in the Chamber of Secrets segment.
Don't you guys remember the Quizzitch question?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I do.
I've already forgotten.
When I was doing this segment, I was like, God damn it.
I don't remember it. What was it? See, this is why
it was a really hard one.
I asked the really super hard question about why was this person important, and it's because they were the heir of Slytherin in the 1700s, and they put plumbing.
Oh, I totally forgot that. I remember that. I remember it vaguely now, but not well enough to like feel. Actually, it kind of makes me feel better about getting it wrong in the Quizzitch Cup.
Mm-hmm. Because we didn't know about it.
Because I still don't remember it, and I got mad over it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Sorry.
Guys, you want to know the secrets of the Chamber of Secrets?
Do I ever?
Can you tell us?
I can. So it was.
But then it won't be a secret anymore.
Yeah, this seems counterintuitive. This seems like
All will be the secret keepers.
Okay.
So I can get behind that. Obviously, it was created by Salazar Slytherin without the knowledge of the other three founders. All four founders had obviously agreed to choose the locations, of their common rooms and dormitories, but only Salazar was the one to make a secret headquarters for himself. Essentially, what he created was a clubhouse that said, like, no muggles allowed.
And it's like written in crayon and the G's are both backwards.
And E's are backwards. maybe like when he first started making the chamber, he had wanted a place to teach his students spells that the other founders disapproved of. But by the end, it kind of became sort of an homage to himself by himself of his importance to Hogwarts. Which is, you know, very humble. So by the time he was forced out of the school, he had decided that the chamber would be the lair to the basilisk that only him and his heirs could control. And only partial tongues could enter the chamber, which meant that, you know, anyone wanting to find it would not be able to enter or be able to find it.
The lair for the heir.
Yes.
That has a snake that you can't.
Break.
I was gonna say something about fate. I was gonna say there's gonna be something about a fate about like you can't be a fake to talk to the snake. I don't know. It was gonna work really well, but it just didn't.
Broke down midway.
Who can kill with a stare?
Ooh, the lair for the air with a snake that can kill with a stare. We'll work on that. Gotta workshop that, guys. But it's good. It's good. We'll it's going somewhere.
It's getting there. There's something there.
So the existence of this chamber was known to Slytherin heirs, or descendants, and those whom they chose to reveal it to. So that's how the rumor stayed alive all through the years. So when it was first created, the chamber was accessed through a trap door and magic tunnels.
A tap door.
Hogwarts upgraded to plumbing, the entrance to the chamber was threatened. Because it was located where a new bathroom was proposed, Sarah.
Oh, dear.
So Cornelius Gaunt, from our Quizzitch question from Michael.
Gaunt, that's right, Gaunt, yep.
Such a good question.
Was at Hogwarts at this time, and that's why...
He was an heir.
Yeah, he was an heir Slytherin, and this is how, like, the entrance, the protection right, of the entrance to the chamber was, yeah, that was, that's how he explained. Anyway, so the rumors about the monster within the chamber was also prevalent because the Gaunts couldn't help but boast about it. No one could hear the basilisk slithering underneath them, so they didn't have many believers, but, you know, still the rumors persisted. And there are a lot of people, like headmasters and mistresses and historians, that tried to search the castle, but they couldn't because they were partial tongues. So here's a question. This is all from Pottermore. There's a great write-up about the Chamber of Secrets. But they specifically say that Gaunts boasted about it, but nobody else could hear the basilisk slithering underneath them. So that makes me think that the basilisk was free to roam through the tunnels, or the pipes.
Hmm.
But I mean, I get that people wouldn't hear the snake speak because they don't understand Parseltongue, but I would think that if the Gaunts could hear the basilisk slithering underneath them, then other people would be able to, because that's like a physical movement, you know?
Right, or you hear the hissing or something. Right,
and also, I really thought that, like, the basilisk didn't, like, it, I mean, I could be wrong, but it, to me it seemed like with Harry that he started hearing it his second year because it had been released. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
right.
I feel like he would have heard it the previous year, were that not the case?
Yeah, if it was slithering around, it would have probably still be like, I'm hungry, where's a rat?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
That's a fair point.
And I feel like also, I feel like Parseltongue can't be so, I mean, it's rare, but it can't be only the heir of Slytherin who can speak it, because otherwise,
yeah, I was thinking that.
Otherwise, the wizarding world, like, Ron's like, you speak Parseltongue, like, he wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's, because they basically say in the next chapter, like, we're probably the only two Parseltongues since Slytherin himself. And it's like, well, even that's kind of overkill because the Gaunts clearly were all
right. But also, like, I just feel like you can't, like, I don't think there's a language on Earth where I'm like, there's only two people who speak it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just seems crazy to me.
Right. Also, well, it's weirdly, like, genetic as well.
Right, but there's not even a genetic disease.
It's not like he learned how to speak it.
Right, and there's not even a genetic disease that, like, it only affects two people. At least not that I know of. I mean, maybe.
I think there are a couple of languages in the world now that are only spoken by, like, a couple people, but that's because most of the other people in their, like, tribe or whatever have died out.
Right. But it's not people.
But even if, like, Parseltongue was that limited... I still feel like if the basilisk was just, like, freaking free roaming around the plumbing of the castle, one, that would mean that it's not in the chamber anymore, and that would mean that people would see it. I don't know. If they had plumbing issues, they're, like, the plumber, they call the magic plumber. He's, like, puttering around, and there's a basilisk just there. And two, I think it would people would hear it slither around.
You'd think.
Yeah, because that's that's not a language. I mean, that's just a property of existing in the world.
Yeah, like burning up and being reborn.
I think that it can only get out through that bathroom though.
Right. I think like opening of the chamber to me is actually the basilisk being able to come out of that bathroom and go into the Hogwarts out in the open. But it seems like, because if you read this write-up on Pottermore, it kind of sounds like the heirs of Slytherin knew how to get to the chamber, and they, like, went down there with their friends and hung out there. So does that mean, like, the basilisk was hanging out around them and, like, was just slithering around? I don't know. Because it specifically says that no one else could hear the basilisk slithering underneath them. So even though the Gaunts were talking about the basilisk to their friends at school, their friends couldn't hear the basilisk slithering around, so they wouldn't believe them.
Yeah.
Who even knows? Who knows?
No, but I mean, it's like Harry. Like he had heard the voices and nobody, like, you know, Ron's like, yeah, sure yeah. you did, Harry. It's like that.
All right.
I guess. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Seems suspect to me.
Especially,
Also, it's kind of on the nose that they decide to put, like, snakes in the bathroom. They're like, ha, 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 clever. Let's put some snakes on top of this snake. that'd be like a pirate being like, I'm just gonna put this picture of a treasure chest on top of my treasure. I don't know.
I wouldn't do that.
I would do that. It would help you not lose it, I guess.
Maybe the snake is really, really, really quiet. I don't know how quiet snakes are.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it was talking, you would have to hear the hissing. And then I feel like other people would have to be able to hear that hissing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. Or it could just be magic.
Yeah, magic.
It could all just be magic. So I have a little fun little quip from the
Potter Marita. I thought you said quiz, and I was like, no.
Fun little quip from the Pottermore write-up that will also answer your question, Sarah. So before. Okay. The magical community adopting plumbing was a weird thing because they never do that. They never really adopt.
They never go to the bathroom indoors? Oh.
Well, okay. They never really adopt things from the muggles, but they adopted plumbing. But before they adopted plumbing in the 1700s, they would just relieve themselves where they stood and vanish the evidence.
What? Okay, I like that fact. That's crazy and gross. But at the same time, like, they probably experienced a lot less cholera than the muggles did, if that's the case.
True. But,
you know, or typhoid or any horrible dysentery, anything that that's transmitted through poo.
But wasn't that like one of the magical laws or something? You can't take anything. You can't make something that doesn't already exist, and you can't, like, disappear something that exists.
But maybe they disappeared it. Maybe they disappeared it to a hole. Maybe they disappeared to the ocean. Oh, God, maybe they disappeared it to the Thames, and that's why the Thames was doubly gross in, like, Victorian times. Because like, you had people poo, and then you had wizard poo from all around England being put in the Thames.
Man, wizard poo is the worst. I definitely remember Snape, like, waving his wand and potions disappearing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Busted up potions disappearing out of cauldrons and shit.
Yeah, but you could probably put those in, like, a receptacle. There's probably, like, a wizard equivalent to wherever you know, like, the places where you get rid of giant jars of mercury you find in your grandparents' garage and stuff like that.
So, are you suggesting, though, that they would just stand there and pee their pants, and
no, they would,
and once they were done peeing their pants, they would.
I mean, they might like pee into something and then just like be like, blah, blah, blah.
That's my guess, is that they had like a chamber pot situation.
Because you would still have to experience the grossness of peeing your pants, right?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty nasty.
That sounds horrible.
You'd have to disappear, and then you would have to clean up afterwards, presumably. Maybe. Unless it all just disappeared. That's weird.
I guess it depends on
I still think I still I'm still going with like the chamber pot. The chamber pot of secrets.
Chamber pot of secrets. That's very good.
That's good stuff.
And that's it.
Yay!
That's my new favorite. That's actually my new favorite Harry Potter fact. I don't know why.
I very much enjoyed it.
Hey! We're back again with more iTunes reviews.
What?
Boy, they just keep coming, you know? It's great.
I mean, please, I would love more. If you could go onto your computer and or smart device, that would be great.
Bajaya will literally die if you don't record or don't review our podcast.
I will.
It's the only thing that keeps her going.
Do you hear that? She's basically keeling over right now.
That and bourbon. That's all that's keeping me alive.
So send us reviews and bourbon. All of us.
That's not fine just too, Bajaya. Actually.
Yeah.
Riot for Romance from the United States says, please do another season. This is around the time when we were like, we're not going to do another season.
I guess for another season, please.
You guys actually choked me up a little bit on your finale episode when you were talking about how much you love Harry Potter and how much it has changed and affected your lives.
Same.
It really hit home. Same. You guys and all of Geekly Inc. are the best ever. My work day / life would be much less fun without all you lovely people. Please never, ever stop. Heart emojis for days.
Aww, that was nice. All the heart emojis.
Stitcher 88 from the United States says, this book club rocks. I love this podcast and look forward to each week's episode. It keeps me entertained during long drives, and I feel like I'm on a road trip with hilarious friends. Hope you continue with the Chamber of Secrets soon. Well, spoiler, we definitely did. 6157-2819 from the United States says, so many great moments in this pod. Listening to this podcast has been amazing. I love the detail they go into. For each chapter, relive the magic in every media possible. Listening to people talk about it counts.
Do you think that that's their social security number? Do you think that we could possibly, I don't know.
I think they're missing one digit. You got to guess that good digit. You'll never guess it.
There's only so many possibilities. There's only millions and millions of possibilities that one digit could be.
Yeah, it's true. Russo 92 from the United States says, awesome show! Just finished episode 17. Can't wait for book 2.
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks everybody for those beautiful reviews.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for You're a Wizard, Harry. Want to help out? Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to get in touch? Email us at potterpod@geeklyinc.com or follow us on Twitter at potterpod or geeklyinc. And individually, you can find me at thriftynerd.
I'm Vijaya Shrestha, and you can find me on Twitter at ethnicninja.
I am Sarah Tompkins, and you should hit me up at herladytompkins.
Editing help this week by Alan Matthews. Our podcast art is created by Jesse Carlton. You can find more of his work at J! On Instagram. And our music is created by Sean Fagan. Find more of his music at soundcloud.com/sleepyfish.